Let us bring him in, Pat Pagano, with a check on our forecast. Well, Pat, you made it through Easter Sunday.
Wasn't easy.
You know, I remember back as a kid when I listened to you talk, we used to leave Sharon, Connecticut, West Cornwall, we lived, and drive 2 hours to Bayonne, New Jersey. And we would visit Auntie. Then we would visit Ken and Helen and everybody. And then we would visit Aunt Bert. Then we'd go back to Auntie's and we'd have a big dinner. And then we'd come home. And that's, you know, you left at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And then you didn't get back till like 10 o'clock at night. And we had a station wagon back then. And I always used to be the one. We had a three-seater, three-row station wagon. But there were so many people, I always had to sleep behind the seat in the third row. And I always hated those trips back. I always hated those trips back on Easter. I loved going because there was tons of good food. But boy, did I hate being on the road. And I try to go to sleep because it would seem like it would go quicker. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I had no choice. And, you know, it was a long day. And I knew I was going to be getting home late Sunday, Easter Sunday night. So that was why I told AJ, you know, work for me. And it was a good thing. I slept until 8:15 yesterday morning. And that is unprecedented for me.
But isn't that just nice, though, when you can do that and you can open your eyes? Isn't that nice?
It sure is. It sure is. And, you know, and it was a good thing. I would have never done it if the weather wasn't quiet. But I knew the weather was going to be very, very quiet. And that still seems to be the name of the game.
We had we had wind yesterday.
Oh yeah, everybody had wind.
And once again, I lost power at 4:30. My generator kicked on. Thank you, GK Electric, and didn't come back on till a little after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I clocked here 34 mile per hour wind. I don't know what it was elsewhere, but that's because of a storm that was off Nova Scotia. Now, even though that storm is further out to sea, there'll still be a breeze kicking up today. Not as strong as yesterday, but there will be a breeze. Partly cloudy, mid-60s. Clear tonight, 40. Partly sunny tomorrow, low 60s. Partly cloudy, quite mild for Thursday, 65 to 70. We'll have some sun on Friday. There is a chance of a shower coming in, 60 to 65, and a better chance of showers for Saturday and Sunday. So, if you are planning anything outdoors this weekend, make sure it has the umbrella.
All right. Now, Pat, I have a question to ask you. I mentioned this earlier today. Throughout my life, I've had, except for my head, I've had the trouble growing hair, okay? You look at my arms, there's always very little hair. My legs had very little hair. And in the wintertime, when you wear, because you got them covered with pants, I was showering this morning, and for the first time in my life, Pat, I'm growing hair on my chest. I noticed that this morning.
Isn't that nice?
And I don't mean a little. I mean a lot. Where's it been the past 68 years?
Don't ask me.
I got to call my doctor and see if there's something wrong. What a bizarre thing at 68. Be growing hair on your chest for the first time.
That is pretty amazing. You should ask someone who knows a little bit more about that. Why?
I mean, the reason I never really have had a mustache or a beard because it always came in blotted. Just the only place it ever grew good was on my head. Some people would say my brain, but because I'm a hair brain. But anyways, I just thought I'd toss that out there. I'm amazed at 68. I'm going to be able to open up the collar on my open-button shirts, and you'll be able to see hair for the first time. Hair.
I'm sure a lot of people were really, really wondering about that.
Especially over breakfast.
Yeah, right. But in the meantime, that's it. It's a relatively quiet weather pad, and so I'm kind of glad about that. Makes this week very easy. It was nice to see my family after such a long time. I have not seen my sister and brother-in-law. I haven't seen them, get this, since Christmas of 2019.
Wow.
So that was a long, long time. And, you know, it wasn't too bad going out, but coming home, the traffic was brutal. Everybody was out, Marshall. Everybody was out. Obviously, between people getting vaccinated and, you know, and CDC saying, oh, you know, you don't have to wear masks if all your family's been vaccinated. People, you know, kind of let their guard down and said, well, you know, hey, we're going. We're going to congregate because it was like old days coming home Sunday night. I mean, the traffic was bumper to bumper.
So how long did it take you to get back?
It should have taken me 50 minutes. It took me double. It took me double, which wasn't bad. Once I got off Long Island, it really freed up. It was really Long Island that was just bumper to bumper.
You know, you mentioned mentioned people traveling, and I have some radio friends, Bob Perry and his wife Barbara. They live on Long Island. And what they commented yesterday was not only was the traffic very busy once again on Easter Sunday on the roads, but now they had gotten used to airplane traffic being almost non-existent. But now, once again, planes roaring in and out over their heads all the time. People are really traveling, and airports have geared it up, and people are in the cars, so...
Yeah, well, this is what's going on, and you know, again, I'm kind of glad it's over. In a way, I'm just kind of glad it's over, and you know, as far as the big holidays, a lot of tension and stress put on everybody. You know, because they don't know what to do, and should we have this? Should we get together? So now, the next thing that I look toward is. Our movie premiere, which right now we're scheduled for May 15th on a Saturday. And we're hoping that by then, most of the people who will be coming will have had their shots. And the group will have a herd immunity. So it should not be a problem. I know one person who's not.
Why don't you do something fun for your movie premiere? Have a bunch of masks made up. They're not that expensive. That say, "Welcome back, movie premiere 2021."
I don't think anybody wants to wear a mask.
No, but just have it. Just give it to them for they can wear it, or else they can just
souvenir,
like a party souvenir.
Yeah, it's a possibility. I'm also hoping that it's going to be warm enough so that I can open the doors from our den, which lead outside, and I could have hors d'oeuvres and everything like that outside early, and then they could come in and sit down and watch the movie. So it would make it a little bit more spring-like. So that's what I'm hoping for. Knowing my luck, Marshall, May 15th we'll have a tornado.
Don't say that.
Knowing my luck, but we'll see what happens. So that's when I'm planning it, and it'll be the latest premiere I've ever had in 28 years.
And this is way late.
Way late, yeah, because we have it end of February.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a whole new ball game.
Yeah, it really is.
But you can have a better party because, like you said, if the weather's good, it could be inside outside.
Inside outside. Right? Yep.
So there's the one bright spot. Well, the reviews are all in for Godzilla from national reviews, international reviews.
Right.
Godzilla versus Kong, and they're all great reviews. It's amazing. Now, I've got a few friends that are Godzilla fans that went to see it, and they were upset. I said, "Well, why did you think it was terrible?" Well, there was no plot line. So I said, "Well, there is. The plot line is monsters attack one another, people get in the way, get killed, there's explosions, and at the end, the good guys win and the bad guys lose." I said, "That's, you know, if you're watching Godzilla and you're looking for anything more than that, you're going to be disappointed because the human actors are just a small part of the story."
Yeah, really. I told you right out that I thought the storyline was weak, very weak. I mean, who pays attention to that?
Yeah.
But the special effects, that's the important thing.
Yeah. And there were great special effects. There really were.
Yeah.
There were very good special effects, especially when they switched the little girl who was deaf, and you could see why she wasn't afraid of Kong, because she couldn't hear him. His roars didn't scare her.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And they had that one special effect where the airline, where the jet fighter was leaving the just in the nick of time as Kong was destroying the aircraft carrier, and it was so cool because in the back of him, they put in what you would see if you were sitting in the front of the plane looking back. You could see the action going on in the background. They had so many great effects in that movie. They really did. And, of course, the good guys won. Kong got to go on and live in the water and wherever he lives. And Kong got to live in a new place, and Godzilla got to go back to where he was. The good guys win and the bad guys lose.
And bad guys lose. And by the way, I don't know when it's starting, but very shortly, White House Plumbers, a 5-part HBO series.
Oh, don't watch that.
With Woody Harrelson, star will be filming in Newburgh. Oh, starting in May.
In May. I like Woody Allen. I mean,
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.